All right, strap yourself in, folks, because today we are diving headfirst into a story ripped straight from the headlines, a cybersecurity nightmare.
Yeah, it's a big one.
This is the kind of stuff that keeps tech CEOs up at night.
Yeah, you could say that.
We're talking about a hack, a massive hack that hit right at the heart of U.S. telecoms.
That's right. We're talking about Salt Typhoon.
Salt Typhoon.
This group of hackers suspected of being tied to the Chinese government.
Okay, so right off the bat, we're talking about some serious players here.
Absolutely.
Not your average basement-dwelling hacker.
You know, these guys are the real deal.
And they infiltrated the networks of some of the biggest names in the business.
AT&T, Verizon, Lumen Technologies.
These are the companies that connect millions of Americans.
Man, they were inside these networks for months.
Months?
Months. Quietly siphoning off sensitive data.
So this wasn't just a quick smash and grab.
Not at all. This was a sustained, sophisticated operation.
And it raises a ton of questions.
Yeah, a lot to unpack here.
Like, what exactly were they after?
Right, because this wasn't your typical data breach.
Not about stealing credit card numbers or social security numbers.
Well, they went after something far more valuable.
What's more valuable than that?
They targeted the communications of U.S. government officials.
Okay, so now we're talking espionage.
Exactly.
This is next level stuff.
This is about gaining access to state secrets.
Potentially disrupting operations.
Even influencing policy.
So Salt Typhoon, they're not just some random hacker crew?
No, they're incredibly skilled.
What makes them so formidable? What sets them apart?
Well, they're known for their technical prowess.
Give me an example.
They use a technique called living off the land.
Living off the land. What does that even mean in the context of hacking?
It means they use legitimate tools and software already present in a network to carry out their attacks.
So they're basically hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. They blend in with normal network traffic, making them incredibly difficult to detect.
It's like using the enemy's own weapons against them.
You could say that.
Devious, but it makes sense.
It's highly effective.
But how do they even get that initial foothold? These companies have massive security budgets, right?
They do, but even the most secure systems have vulnerabilities.
Vulnerability.
Weaknesses in software or hardware.
So it's like finding a crack in a fortress wall.
Exactly. And once they're inside, they can establish a back door.
Back door. I'm picturing like a secret entrance.
That's a good analogy. A hidden way to bypass normal security checks.
So they can come and go as they please.
Gather information monitor activity.
And in this case, the while was months.
Yeah, a long time.
What kind of information did they get their hands on?
They were targeting data related to U.S. law enforcement requests.
What kind of data are we talking about?
Think wiretap surveillance warrants, that kind of thing.
Wow, so this isn't just about snooping on private conversations.
It could compromise ongoing investigations.
Potentially put lives at risk.
The implications are huge.
Okay, so we've got government officials, sensitive data, a shadowy group of hackers. This is starting to sound like a Tom Clancy novel.
It does have that feel, doesn't it?
But before we get too carried away with the spy thriller aspect,
sure.
I want to bring it back to reality for a second.
Okay.
We've been talking about government officials and top secret intel.
Right.
But what about the average person? How could this hack impact someone like you or me or our listeners?
Well, think about it. They had access to call records, internet traffic, maybe even text messages.
So they could build a pretty detailed profile on someone?
Exactly. It's a treasure trove for anyone looking to really dig into someone's life.
You're talking about identity theft, tracking people's movements?
Oh, absolutely. And it goes even deeper than that.
Deeper?
Think about social engineering scams using this information to manipulate people.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about stealing money or information.
It's about control.
Control.
Using someone's own data against them to influence their behavior.
That's some scary stuff.
It is, and it's not just happening in the U.S. either.
What do you mean?
We're seeing this kind of cyber espionage all over the world. Government's critical infrastructure, everyone's a target.
So this is like a global cyber arms race.
You could say that, and the stakes are incredibly high.
I mean, think about what could happen if hackers got into power grids or transportation systems.
Yeah, chaos disruption, it doesn't bear thinking about.
This is all starting to feel a little dystopian.
Yeah, it's a real threat, but I don't want to paint an entirely bleak picture.
There's hope.
There are things we can do to protect ourselves.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Mm.
What can we do to fight back?
On an individual level, it's about practicing good cyber hygiene.
Cyber hygiene.
Think of it like washing your hands for your digital life.
So what does that involve?
Strong passwords.
Okay.
Unique passwords for each account.
Got it.
Multi-factor authentication wherever possible.
Hold on, multi-factor authentication. I'm not sure everyone's familiar with that.
It's basically an extra layer of security.
Okay.
So in addition to your password, you might need a code sent to your phone or a fingerprint scan.
So even if someone steals your password, they can't get in?
Exactly. It makes it much harder for hackers.
Okay, so strong passwords, multi-factor authentication. What else?
Be careful about what you share online.
Right.
Be wary of phishing scams.
Phishing scams? Those emails that try to trick you into giving up your information.
Exactly. Don't click on suspicious links or open attachments from unknown senders.
Good advice. So be mindful of your digital footprint, basically.
And make sure your software is up to date.
Why is that so important?
Those updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities.
So it's like closing the cracks in your digital armor.
Exactly.
All right, so those are some things we can do as individuals, but what about the bigger picture?
Organizations need to step up their game too.
What do you mean?
Invest in robust security systems, conduct regular vulnerability assessments, train their employees.
So it's not just about technology.
It's about people and processes.
And what about governments? What role do they play in all of this?
They need to step up as well.
How so?
Stronger international cooperation to deter state-sponsored hacking. Clearer legal frameworks to hold attackers accountable.
Right.
More investment in research and development to stay ahead of the curve.
It sounds like we need a multi-pronged approach.
We do. This is a complex problem that requires a coordinated response.
But can we really stay ahead of these attackers?
It's a constant game of cat and mouse.
Right.
But we don't have to be perfect to make a difference.
So making yourself a harder target can deter attackers.
Exactly. Raise the cost of attack.
The more we do to strengthen our defenses, the harder it becomes for them to succeed.
That's the idea.
Okay, I'm starting to feel a little more optimistic.
Good. There's no need to panic, but we do need to be proactive.
Proactive and informed.
Exactly.
This reminds me of something you mentioned earlier, the human element.
Right.
We've talked about strong passwords and phishing scams, but what about the psychology of cybersecurity?
Oh, that's huge.
What do you mean?
Hackers often exploit our natural tendencies.
Like?
Trust, curiosity, our desire for convenience.
And they use that to trick us into making mistakes.
Exactly.
So even with the best technology in the world, we're still vulnerable to our own human flaws.
That's why cybersecurity awareness is so crucial.
So educate ourselves about the risks.
Develop good digital habits.
It's like learning to look both ways before crossing the street.
Exactly. A simple act that can prevent a lot of harm.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground here. The threats, the risks, the steps we can take to protect ourselves.
Yeah, it's been a good overview.
But where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in this cyber saga?
That's the million-dollar question.
You have any predictions?
I think we're going to see a continued convergence of the physical and digital worlds.
Meaning?
As more and more devices become interconnected.
Like smart homes, self-driving cars.
Exactly. The attack surface expands exponentially.
More points of vulnerability, more opportunities for hackers.
Right, and that means the stakes get even higher.
So we need to be even more vigilant.
More innovative in our approach to cybersecurity.
It's exciting and a little terrifying.
It is, but I'm optimistic.
Optimistic.
We're learning, we're adapting, we're building a more resilient digital world.
Okay, I like that cautious optimism. But before we wrap things up,
sure.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about all of this?
The National Institute of Standards and Technology, they've got a ton of great information on their website.
NIST.
Yeah, NIST. You can find all sorts of resources there about cybersecurity best practices.
Best practices for individuals, for organizations?
For everyone. And there's also the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
CISA.
Yep, CISA. They offer some really practical tips on protecting yourself from online threats.
Okay, so NIST and CISA. We'll be sure to include links to those in the show notes. Any other parting words of wisdom before we wrap things up?
Just remember, cybersecurity, it's not just about the technology, it's about you.
About me.
About how you behave online, your awareness.
Right.
Stay informed about the latest threats. Be careful what you click on.
Don't be afraid to ask for help if something seems fishy.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like we were talking about before, it's about building good digital habits.
Mm-hmm. Like brushing your teeth.
Exactly. You do it every day without even thinking about it.
Second nature.
That's what we need for cybersecurity, too.
Oh, this has been an eye-opening conversation, to say the least.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Anytime it's important to talk about these things.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the challenges we face in this digital world.
And the opportunities.
That's right. There's a lot to be excited about, too. But knowledge is power.
Couldn't agree more.
And when it comes to cybersecurity, that power is in your hands.
Well said.
That's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back next week with another deep dive into the world of tech and innovation. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.
See.